Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me tonight, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter answered him, "Even if all will be made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you that tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." All of the disciples also said likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I go there and pray." He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and severely troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here, and watch with me." He went forward a little, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me, nevertheless, not what I desire, but what you desire." He came to the disciples, and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away, and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your desire be done." He came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. He left them again, went away, and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples, and said to them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Look, he who betrays me is near."